Blog Talk Radio.
With so much going on in this world, it's imperative that you stay tuned in to current events and your intuition, all while expanding your awareness. Talking with Tina holds space for you to call in for mini intuitive tarot and medium readings, learn about ways to raise your vibration, and stay in touch with the latest. Let's talk.
Yeah. trusting your intuition. And then we hear, or then we see this Fool card, which is all about adventure, new beginnings. Pack your purse, pack your bag with whatever you think you may need, with whatever you have, and then you go for it. Following this beautiful Fool card is the Two of Cups. There are 78 cards in the deck. I shuffled multiple times, and I feel like you heard me. And we surfaced with a Two of Swords, a Zero, which is a Fool card. And then this beautiful Two of Cups is coming up. This is another two, right? We're seeing this two, 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 two. This Two of Cups in particular It has to do with matters of the heart, right? So we began this reading for what we can expect for the rest of the week. We're seeing this Two of Swords, right? Going back to that, trusting your intuition, decision-making, going to the Fool card, taking that leap, making that decision. And then this Two of Cups surfaces, which is all about romantic relationship. It's all about connection. It's all about moving forward. This could have to do with romantic relationship. This could have to do with friendship. This could have to do with career. Sometimes we see this Two of Cups surface when we're looking for a new career or even a new life path. Like, where does it move you? What moves you? When we see it, this Two of Cups, especially, it's like, all right, I got to figure this out. I can't keep spinning my wheels. I can't keep doing the same thing. What is it that really moves you? And when we're seeing this Two of Cups, I want you to stop again. Take a moment. The first person that pops into your mind, who is it? That person. What does that relationship mean to you? Why does it mean that to you? Yes, right? You can feel it. You're living it. You're breathing it. This relationship, this connection, it could be your child. It could be your significant other. It could be a best friend. It could be someone that you just met. It could be someone that you haven't even met and that you're working with or communicating with online, right? This world is huge. It is not unnatural to meet our life partner, to meet our karmic partner through the internet. So you cannot be ashamed of that. And I want to reiterate, you cannot be ashamed of who it is you meet and how you meet them if you are destined to meet regardless. So when we're seeing this beautiful cups again, taking a moment, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. And by the way, if you're not doing anything and you've got a minute, you need to call me. Let's expand on this. The call-in number is 760-888-5700. You can't forget that. 760-888-5700. Let's make this Two of Cups happen, right? But back to that. Just take a moment. The first name that pops into your mind. That's it. I can feel the energy around it. Yeah, the breath. What is it that they mean to you? How is it that they mean it to you? And just hold that, right? Now, just taking that a step further, is there any kind of decision around them that remains? Should I call them? Shouldn't I call them? Am I upset with them or am I not upset? Am I offended? Should I be offended? Should I take the next step? Should I take action? Again, this could have to do with, it could be anything. And this is what I want you to understand. We get to gain insight using these cards based on what's shaken down in your life. Nothing to do with me. It's all about what you've got going on for yourself and in your life. Again, if it has to do with, okay, let's just break it down. Especially with the Two of Cups, because it usually has to do with romantic relationship or matters of the heart. So we're looking at family, could be one of the things, right? And it could be so many, like what's coming through is it could have to do with, okay, children. Do I need to take action and support them with grounding them? Or is it changing schools? Is it their friends and addressing that and looking at their future? And what does that mean to you if you do take action or if you don't? Is there some decision? Because we're seeing this Two of Swords and this Two of Cups, right? So is there some kind of decision or uncertainty around them? That's the first thing. The second thing is if it's a romantic relationship, if it's a romantic partner, this can expand so greatly. Like I said, it could have to do with the beginning of the relationship. What's beginning there? What's going on? is this going to expand? Is it nothing? Am I putting too much energy on it, into it? Should I back off a little bit? These are the things that make or break, to be dramatic, relationships, right? Is it you taking action or is it you waiting for action to be taken? And then what happens, right? But more importantly, this Fool card is surfacing. This card is all about trusting your intuition, trusting the decision that you make. And even if you feel like it's not the right one, even if you feel like you're not prepared to take action on the decision that you're making or deciding to make, you are. Yes, I'm going to yell at you, and I'm going to tell you, you are so equipped to make this decision. You are so equipped to make this leap. Even if you feel completely unprepared, you are, because there's nothing that's going to happen, and I can almost say this with certainty, there is nothing that's going to happen that your intuition and your response is not going to be able to handle. Literally, if you're in indecision, you're uncertain of what to do, you're looking forward, you're looking up quotes, you're talking to friends, you're meditating, and you're like, I still don't know what to do. You do. You really do. It's your intuition. It's your higher self telling you, okay, now that you've let all that go through, all that chatter, all that noise that's preventing you from hearing what it is you have to say to yourself, I'm going to tell you what it is. Now that you're listening, now that you're finally quiet, now that you're finally at peace and open to hearing what it is, I'm going to share with you. That's what we're seeing with this beautiful Two of Swords, Fool card, and then this Two of Cups. And while we're talking about it, this Two of Cups also is talking about your relationship with none other, the most important person, yourself. What's going on with you? Take a moment. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, how is your relationship with yourself? How would you rate yourself if you were just talking, if you were looking at yourself as if it weren't you? You can envision how that looks, right? How would you rate your relationship with yourself? Is it, she's always on my nerves, she's always nagging, she's a Debbie Downer, is she a half full? What is it? Is your higher self challenging you, and is that intimidating yourself? Is that intimidating you? Not even looking at how others receive you and how others perceive you. How are you relating to and perceiving yourself? That's what's important. That's what you bring to the table, because that's what you're putting out to the universe. Right? Are you following? This is all about you at the end of the day. When we're looking at these cards, beautiful Two of Swords, Fool card, Two of Cups, this is all about you and your relationship with yourself, your relationship with your intuition, and your relationship with your physical body, right? Mind, body, and spirit. Letting all of this be aligned. Is it aligned? Is it just tweaked to where there's a hitch in your giddy up? Or is it, you're just moving along? You know how you want things to go. You know how you want things to look, and you make it happen. Are you that person where on the outside you've got it all buttoned up and dialed in, and then when you come home, you just give yourself a super duper hard time, but no one would ever know that? Are you this number eight that we're seeing that's really diligent, really career focused, oriented, organized? Are you this number eight that we're seeing? Traits, speaking of the number eight, are all about drive, ambition, authority, efficiency, organization, management, discipline, control. Now, as great as all of that sounds, because who doesn't want to have drive, ambition, authority, efficiency, right? Who doesn't want to be known for being organized, management material? Who doesn't want to be known for that, right? But the flip side is, my love, because there's always a flip side. Sometimes these number eights in our life and the number eights that we can be and maybe, and we'll talk more about how we get to that number in a second. Sometimes these number eights can be very practical and very realistic and very confrontational and not necessarily connected, right? And so we have to keep that in mind. We have to keep the flip side of ourselves in mind. Oh, this is so solid, right? Because this is all about what the cards get to offer us. What they offer, these cards offer this perspective, this insight to who and what we are in this life, to what we've got going on in our world, right? Taking a step back, looking at, this is not even the weekend, because I promised you the weekend, but I want you to hold, live, breathe, and feel this. Give me 60 seconds. Even if you're in between, give me 60 seconds. And then we're going to move on to what the weekend has to offer you. If you've got any questions or want to comment on what I'm saying, you can call me 760-888-5700. The rest of the week, we're looking at a Two of Swords. Oh, my love, it's all about your mental energy. Oh, mental anguish is coming up. Decisions, decisions, decisions. What is going on? Right? That's the question. What is up? There's so much energy on this question about decision making. And more importantly, the flip side, universe is like, hey, babe, you've got the answer. Take off the blindfold. Listen to yourself. Go sit out in the woods. Go take a bubble bath. Whatever it is you do to settle into who and what you are, maybe it's prayer. Whatever's going on right now, just take a moment. What's the biggest decision? What's the biggest conflict that you've got going on? What is it? Yeah, that question. Right there. I can feel it. I can feel my heart because I have the same thing going on too, right? And then the universe is saying, let's just give you the Fool card. The Fool card, right? And when we think of the word fool, it's like, okay, what does that mean, right? And in this world, the Fool isn't exactly a compliment. Right? Tarot is like, no. This is where it begins. You know, back in the day, way back in the day, fools were known or rumored to be, in quotes, crazy, also in quotes, but also able to foresee the future. Be psychic is another way to say it, right? And then that, of course, was written off for them being crazy. But just taking a moment. I want to go down this way. Well, how do you know that's the right way? I want to go this way. But how do you know? I just know. Oh, and see, that is really resonating too. I just know. You got to trust yourself. You've got to trust yourself. And that's what's coming up in these cards. I just know. Right? And it's kind of, you know, when I think of the Fool card, I think of the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobile, where it's John Candy and, oh, who is it, Steve Martin, and they're driving, and they've had a long night, and all these people are, like, honking at him, you're going the wrong way, and then they brush him off, you're going the wrong, turn around, you're going the wrong way, and John Candy's, like, steadfast, I know where I'm going, and then he looks over to Steve Martin and says, what did he say? Yeah, because I know you guys have seen this. How does he know where we're going? And the irony is, how would they know where they're going, right? But also, they were so certain they were going the right way. And it's okay if they realize they weren't. It's okay if calamity ensues and they lose half their car and end up on the side of the road with a trunk. That's okay. Because at the end of the day, that's where they were supposed to be, right? And no one, and this is it, no one knows where you're supposed to go. You can't let, yes, I'm talking to you, you in the corner. You can't let anyone tell you they know what's best for you. They like to think they know what's best for you. I would like to think I know best for you, but only you and your intuition, your higher self knows what's best for you. I know where I'm going. You know where you're going. And even if you're slightly uncertain, which is this fool card, it's okay because that's where you're supposed to be. And ultimately, it's your mistake to make, right? And that's a pretty powerful statement. I'll tell you, I learned that one, and maybe you guys can appreciate this. I learned it when I was in the car with someone. Oh, let me just tell you. They were taking a left when it should have been a right. They were taking a U-turn when we should have gone straight. And they were going about 55 miles an hour in a 70. I was beside myself. I could barely contain my sarcasm, could barely contain pulling up navigation. I was clutching my seatbelt. I was, like, grabbing the handle on the door. There's a little bit of fear. I'm not going to lie. There was a little bit of fear for life because this person and their driving was not the most confident. But I had to let it be because it was their mistake to make if we turned the wrong way four more times, which between you and me, we did. But we're not going to talk about that. But it's their mistake to make, not mine. Ultimately, not my decision for them. You just got to trust that where you land, where you end up is exactly where you're supposed to be, bringing us to this beautiful Two of Cups. Oh, gosh, Two of Cups. Let me just tell you, if you are learning how to pull your own cards, if you're learning how to read, if you're reading for yourself on a daily, if you're pulling for friends, for family, whatever it is, when we see this beautiful Two of Cups, this is all about connection. This is a positive card. If you're learning how to read and it's about yeses and nos, affirmations, so to speak, Two of Cups is gold. All about health, all about wellness, connections. You don't know where this relationship is going to lead. It could be best friends. It could be karmic life partners. It could be romantic relationship, which honestly is a lot of what this card does indicate or offer. But it's really more than just the average, this is kind of cool, acquaintance relationship. This is a card about deeper connection, momentum, and energy about what's going to happen next. I'll be honest with you, though. It could run its course and taper off the way some things do in life. It doesn't mean just because we meet someone that they're meant to be in our life for the rest of our life. They are just meant to serve their purpose, and it could be something as, I want to say as removed as, but as distant as a job interview. Goes really well, you meet your boss, your potential boss, and there's a connection there. And then you meet the other person that you have to interview with, because it's never that easy, right? You got to meet with 2, 4, 6, 8 people these days, right? And then you meet the other person, you're like, wow, just really jamming and connecting with everyone. And that could be what's coming up for you, right? So just being open to, I'm just not going to worry about the way I think things should be. I'm just going to let them be how they should. And then we land on this beautiful Two of Cups, right? I know I asked you for 60 seconds about, 5 minutes ago. Well, let me just tell you, though, my loves, that's what we've got going on for the rest of this week. We're at Wednesday. So when I say rest of this week, I mean from today to Sunday, right? And then we're going to pick up, to Saturday. And then we're going to pick up the beginning of the week starting on Sunday. But I wanted to tell you more about your weekend. If anything I'm saying resonates with you, you want to call in for a reading, you got something shaken down and you want to get some insight to it, or, you know, you're just a first-time caller, first-time listener, you want to see what it's all about, give me a call. 760-888-5700. And while we're talking about numbers, let's just take a quick step back to what the number 8 means, right? So we're looking at today's date, the 17th. And when we're looking at numerology, you want to come down to a root number or a single number, right? And so to do that, if you're looking at a double digit, like 17, we break that down to an 8. And that's our single digit. That's our root digit, right? And so if you're looking at your own number, your own life path number, which is kind of what we're talking about here, because we're giving and providing insight, or the numbers rather, provide insight to these aspects of your life that surface or tend to be based on your life number. And so if you want to figure out, if you want to figure out what it is, because as we talk every week, we look at the number and what's shaken down and what that number has to do with in our life. And if we're looking at today's number, you would take your 7, which is a single digit, 17, which we turn into an 8, which is what we're talking about. And then we're going to take 2019, the year, add that up, which is 12. And then that 12, 1 plus 2 equals 3. And then we're going to take that 7, that 9, and that 3, which turns into 10, to 19, then 10, then 1. That was a long way around to telling you what or how to get to your life path number. And we're going to speak more on the traits and the aspects of the number 8. But it does look like we have a caller on standby. Are you there, my dear?
Hello?
Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Liberty.
Hi, my dear. You are on the air with Tina C. Where are you calling in from?
Oregon.
Oregon, welcome. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm new to you and stuff, so I was just wondering if the show is new to me also. Is this like general just for mass, like the week for everybody that's tuning in, or?
Yeah, so first of all, welcome. This is actually my third show.
Thank
so
you.
It's pretty new to me. It's pretty new to me too.
Okay.
Yeah, my dear, I'm actually offering tarot readings, and tarot helps provide insight and enlightenment to what you've got going on in your life. If you have a question or a situation that's coming up. And if not, I can also just provide a general reading for you. But if you have something in mind, we can look at that specifically.
Well, I've got a crazy move going on that, yeah, is a little worrisome.
I totally understand that.
Yeah, it's been really crazy, actually. So I'm like, all right, where is this going to stop, or, you know?
Yeah, so you just want to get some insight on to kind of the overall outcome.
Yes, if that's possible.
Yeah, let's see if there's some relief or what we've got coming. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So it does feel like, Liberty, my dear, you do have, oh yeah, look at you. You do. It does feel like you've got a little, what is it they're saying? Not necessarily bumps, but you're feeling unsettled. That's what's coming through. And so when is that all going to kind of like even itself out? This feels like a good move for you. It does. It feels like a good move for you. What's going to surface though, and you may be feeling it now, but what's going to surface is almost like the analogy that's coming through for you is when you travel, like when you're at home, you know where everything is, you have, you know, everything that you need as far as quantities, and you can eat the way you want to eat. And then when you're traveling, you have to use travel size. It's not the brand you would usually use. You're not eating what you usually would.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different, right? And so that's what
absolutely.
Not totally, exactly. Mm-hmm. Not totally feeling grounded. And so what they're saying is that might come up for you. The good news is that you're kind of like working out any kinks and just realizing, that's not even important to me. This is what's important to me, and letting that surface. You may feel like you're actually, because you're spending a lot of energy on this, like it feels like time, energy, money, even just yourself. There's a lot of going out and not necessarily a lot of coming in. And so you might be feeling a little bit of that too. But it's all going to balance itself out. And what looks like that kind of works itself out quickly enough for you. And then you're grounded again, and an opportunity is coming your way. And I'm not sure if you're looking at in the future career or romantic relationship or what to do next, but it feels like all of that's going to come as far as questions and opportunity when you're ready to address it. So don't worry about, I'm not really ready or grounded. I wouldn't know what to say anyways. Don't worry about that, because those opportunities are going to surface when you're grounded and when you're ready to handle them.
Okay. So it sounds like this next move will be the final or the best one for me, then I'm guessing.
Yeah, it feels it feels really good. And we're seeing this temperance card, which is also the patience card. And so when that card surfaces, it's all about, this has been longer term, or it's been a long time coming. It could also indicate it's going to be for the long haul. So it does feel really good. Are you in a relationship right now?
Oh, yes. I'm married.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was going to say, feeling solid with that. And it does feel like once you're settled in, you're going to they're using the word springboard, and you're going to be just up and running again. So just give yourself time to ground and land, figure out what really makes a difference for you, because not everything that you think will be making the difference will. So you'll be able to feel it. You come through as really intuitive too and clear. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Just be open to the ebbs and flows of it, but it'll be good when you finally settle into it.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, it feels
great.
Good.
That's
get that.
Great.
I see it, but these look really good. Just let yourself settle into the space.
Okay, great. I will do that and calm down. All right.
Yeah,
Thank you so much,
I hear you, my dear.
Gina.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in and welcome.
Thank you again.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was such a beautiful question. Oh, just exactly like what we were looking at a few moments ago with our decision making, our uncertainty, trusting that what it is that's shaken down for us is what's supposed to shake down, that we are equipped for it, and letting the relationships and the flow happen for us. So thank you so much, Liberty, my dear, for calling in. For anyone else listening, 760-888-5700 looks like we could take your call. If you want to connect with me, and we'll prefer a one-on-one reading, you can find me at www.ihearTarot.com. You can also call or text me directly at 234-97-TAROT. That's 234-978-2768. If you want to connect one-on-one, we can look at what you got going on. Much like what we just heard, it can be a particular question, just some insight, enlightenment to what's going down around us. In this case, beautiful reminder of things are going to settle. There may be a couple bumps in the road, but it's okay. And that's the thing with tarot. I want you to know they'll be honest with you. The cards will be honest. Your guides, your spirits, your angels, source, God will be honest with you. Yeah, it's going to shake down. It's going to simmer down. Just know there are a couple bumps along the way, but it's okay. And that's what it's okay. It's going to be okay. Speaking of which, I want to get to this weekend. Guys, we only have a few minutes left. Please call me. Let's make it that Two of Cups happen. Call me, and we can look at your particular question. More importantly, let's look at the number 8 and what's going on with that, right? Looking at the traits of the number 8. This can be the physical side of it. It can be all about strength, endurance. Now, here's the thing. When we think of strength and endurance, we don't necessarily think romantic. That's not to say that number 8s don't and can't be romantic, but they are more known for their physical, and I'm talking to you 8s, and I'm talking to you that are in relationships with 8s, because you know who you are and you know who you are. Right, I'm saying this with a smile. Strength and endurance doesn't necessarily scream being romantic. That doesn't mean that they can't be romantic. The flip side is that those that have strong eights in their life are all about, not necessarily all about, but are in the fields of justice. This can be beliefs, military, and on the flip side, the softer side, missionaries, humanitarians, right? So when we think of that eight, it's that balance, it's that justice. And if you feel called, and listeners, even those of you that have children, you don't have to be in a romantic relationship with them. You don't even have to know them. This could even be your children encouraging you. I'm encouraging you to take a moment. The first child that pops in your mind. Which one? I know you love them all equally, but which one pops in your mind first? That one. That one right there. Who you already know is independent. They didn't want to hold your hand when everyone else their age was holding their parents' hands. They are the ones walking, wanting mine. I do it. That one, right? Right? And I know all your children are beautiful. But just consider it. I'm not even asking you to change your belief system. I'm just asking you to open up to the possibility of this influence in your dear child's life, right? Breaking down their birthday, taking their month, breaking that down to a single digit, taking their day of birth, breaking that into a single digit, taking their year, breaking that into a single digit, add all three of those digits together, break that into a single digit. And if we're seeing the number eight, that is their, in quote, life number based on numerology, seeing how much of this trait and influence they have in their life of justice and the possibility that opens up. Isn't this pretty amazing? If you're just open to that. Wow, maybe this isn't something I'm just seeing for them. Maybe they really do have a sense of right and wrong. Maybe they do have a sense of wanting to stand up and defend and protect. Maybe they do have a sense of compassion, love for others. That it's almost hard to believe they could have at such a young age, right? Just open yourself up to the possibility. That's all I'm asking. And when I say this, the first thing that pops to your mind, I mean that with sincerity, because again, that's just your intuition. We're not having that conversation one-on-one. I'm not telling you which one of your children is. It's your own intuition telling you which one may have that number eight in their life. Be a strong influence, right? 17, number eight is all about spiritual growth, faith and balance. If that is not what we are seeing on this call tonight, I don't know what is, right? When we see that eight, putting it on its side, the infinity symbol. Oh gosh, how comforting is that, by the way? I'm saying this again, if you're listening the next couple days, heck, even the next week until we talk again next week. How amazing would it be if you're seeing that number eight? You go to bed tonight, it's 8 o'clock. You wake up in the morning, it's 8 o'clock, right? Or maybe you're on military time. The eight keeps coming up for you because there's a lot of different options there. So I'm not going to try to be too specific in that one, but right. So just think about that. Just think about what the number eight has to bring in your life. Be open to the number eight and what it brings into your life. But more important, more specifically, it's about balance. That's it. Easy, right? Easier said than done. I get it. I am not preaching. I get it, right? But that's what's coming through tonight. Eight, balance, connection, career, your spiritual self, your whole self, right? What's out of balance? Whatever comes to your mind. What's out of balance? Question mark, what comes to your mind? That. You don't even have to tell me out loud. That is what's out of balance. You know, I don't have to tell you, you know what's out of balance. It could be career. It could be that you're working way too hard. It could be that you're working and you're not getting and being rewarded for the effort that you're putting in. I don't even necessarily mean that you're bringing home six figs, right? That's not even what this is about. if you're working a 9-to-5 and it's just not working for you, it's just not working for you. Because now that lack thereof in one side of your life, oh, my love, that's going to leak into another aspect of your life, right? And then that's going to taint, oh, you can think of it as a spilled cup. It's exactly what we're talking about here with the number 8, right? One aspect of your life, just one. We'll just say it's career, for lack of better, right? Just one. That cup is half empty already. Tips over. Oh, and that now runs into another aspect of your life. And it overflows that aspect, or it doesn't fill it enough. And then it rolls into and ruins, if you want to be dramatic, ruins another aspect of your life. And if you trace it back, by the way, you can't undo spilled water, spilled milk, right? And we just envision this being a watercolor painting, right, that you're working on for the very first time in your life. You've never picked up water paint before, never done watercolors. I haven't, so I can speak to this. And you've got your brush in the cup, and that water is already murky. It's that weird gray, despite all the beautiful colors that we use when we're painting, right? This murky gray comes up. And you knock that cup over. Ah, cripes. And so now you're empty there. And then that water that isn't filling you in this side of your life, in this element of your life, in this aspect of your life, is now running over onto another aspect. And maybe hubs or wife or whoever, family, is like, what is going on with you? And you really can't equate them picking up your energy if work isn't doing so well or your underwater basket weaving class isn't doing so well, because what does that have to do with them, right? And you're not going to equate it, because what does your BFF have to do with underwater basket weaving? Probably nothing, right? And so you're like, nothing, you're not getting it, right? And they're not getting it. And then you're talking to someone else, and it could be someone that you're talking to at the store. You know, maybe you went seedless watermelon. And you ask, you know, the guy behind the counter, I love whatever seedless watermelon. Can you cut this up? Ah, no problem. And you're like, oh, great. And then you're distracted because you're trying to figure out how to save your painting that you spilled that murky gray water on. And you're texting and you're looking at your phone. And he's like, here you go, ma'am. And you're like, okay, did I get the sale price? Because you're wanting to hold your own and hold your space. And he's like, yeah, you got your sale price. Great. Have a great day. Bust all your stuff through the freaking checkout line. And let me just sidebar, do not go to self-checkout if you have a lot of produce. I've done that before. Not a good idea. It takes way longer than it should. Back to where we were. Put your seedless watermelon that's been cut up. It's on sale. It's in your bag, in addition to the other $100+ that you've spent on food, because no matter what, no matter how many coupons you use, it's still going to be expensive. And you put that watermelon on top. You're happy to have it. You're looking back at your phone again because you got to figure out how to refill the cup of gray, murky water that you had filled that poured over into your best friend's relationship, because now they're messaging you and you've got all this shaken down with them and you just want to get home and you want to have that one piece of seedless watermelon that's in season and on sale. You get home after lugging all those bags in and you're finally putting out of your head this water that's murky, that poured onto this thing that you're working on, not figuring out, not connected to why your best friend's mad at you, but you're not going to worry about it right now. You're going to put that to the side because you want that piece of watermelon without seeds that's on sale. You go in the bag, you pull out your watermelon because it's there. Aha, you thought it wasn't going to be there, but it's there. You pull it out and guess what's in it? Yeah, yeah, seeds. Seeds, I curse you. Yeah, that's what's in your seedless watermelon. And then everything just falls apart. Maybe you crumble to the floor. Maybe you eat the watermelon anyways, which kudos to you. And then you spit out the seeds. Whatever you want to do. But point being, you got to look at this. You got to make sure that your cup is filled. You got to take care of yourself. And it's okay if you spilled that gray, murky water when you first started painting your watercolor. You got to trust that what was supposed to happen happened, and where you are is supposed to be where you are. And maybe this is going to give you an opportunity to reconnect with your BFF, maybe this is going to give you an opportunity to figure out how to remove seeds from watermelon without making big holes in it. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a big watermelon fan, but if I did eat it, it would be seedless. So my point is, what you can expect for the rest of this week, maybe to be slightly tested, maybe to be slightly overwhelmed, but at the end of the day, it's going to be what matters to you and what moves you. Looks like we have just a couple of minutes left. I promise you, we would look at the weekend. Let's take a quick look-see for next week. Remember, I will be here, my loves. We are going to connect. We're going to make this Two of Cups happen. You want to reach me next week. I want you to reach me next week. You can find me at 760-888-5700. But let's just take a look and see what's shaking down, my love, for this weekend. Oh, look at you. Oh. So this is interesting. Oh, I should have, like, read this a long time ago so we could speak more on it. We only have a couple minutes left. So this weekend, interestingly enough, the 8 is coming up. And when we see the 8, that's the Strength card. So what we're seeing here is we could be getting a little bit of insight to what's shaken down for August. But we're seeing some reflection around you, right? And it almost, you know, I'll tell you what, it almost feels like the cards are saying the summer came and the summer went, because there's so much already going on with you right now that it's leading into early fall. It's hard to believe, but you might have some decisions that are coming up that are surfacing or starting to surface for August, September. You might really feel yourself taking action, but you're going to feel good about it. This weekend is all about taking action and feeling good about it. So what we saw for the rest of this week was uncertainty, but the cards reminding you to trust your intuition. And in this case, for the weekend, trust that the decision that you make at the right time, even if you feel like you haven't had time to percolate and sit on it and really consider it, trust that the decision you're making for this weekend, this goes for anybody across the board. You got to trust that it's right at the time. And I know there's two different elements. One, I got to think about this. I'm going to go off and meditate. Two is, that's a decision I made. When I made it, it's the right one, and you don't look back. Don't look back. That's what's coming through for you. Don't look back. You can reflect all you want. Don't let them see you look back. Don't let yourself feel like that you need it to look back. That's what's coming through for this weekend. Hold your own, hold your space, and don't look back. My loves, you can reach me next week at the same time, 760-888. 5700 is the call-in number for our show. If you want to reach me directly, get a little more insight to me, what you can expect, shoot me a text, give me a call, 234-97-TAROT. Before we leave, just one quick note from Universe. When you place authenticity and originality high on your list of priorities and give them a prominent place in your awareness, extraordinary things happen. Your life is a beautiful one, and you are the only one you, with the only unique place in this world and universe. Until we speak again, take care. I love you.